Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. Lee Morgan, to start the program today, trumpet artist, 1960 for VJ Records. With him, Wayne Shorter, tenor saxophone, Frank Strozier, alto saxophone, Bobby Timmons on piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Tootie Heath on drums, and two of them written by Wayne Shorter, Peaches and Cream, and That's Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lee Morgan, his trumpet, and his band, the band on this record known as the Young Lions. Lee Morgan out of Philadelphia. And BJ Records. Wayne Shorter played the tenor. I was listening to him when I do this stuff at home, and I'm thinking about writing notes to myself and all that. But here I sit, listen. I don't go someplace. I'm right here with you. And Wayne Shorter's playing there. He was giving a wonderful nod to Dexter Gordon, I think, with that extended tone that he gets there, which was very much part of Dexter. Frank Strozier, alto saxophone. Bobby Timmons, piano. Bob Cranshaw, bass. And marvelous drumming by Tootie Heath. Peaches and Cream, written by Wayne Shorter. And That's Right, also written by Wayne Shorter, and leading the band with the trumpet, as I said, Lee Morgan. If you look for that, you might look under the Young Lions. April 1960, VJ Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Alliance Française, Seattle. Exploring French language and culture through activities and classes for all levels and ages in an interactive environment. Alliance Française spring class registration is now open. Classes start March 29th. Details at afseattle.org.
Love can be insane. Love can be a life of sadness and pain. Love can be a summer shower. Love can be the sun. Love can be two hearts that flower as one. It can be dying ember, or it can be a flame. Love that's in September, maybe dead in December. You may not even remember it came. Love can be a joy forever, or an empty name. Love is almost never, ever the same. It can be ecstasy, but that kind is not so very easy to find. Oh, love can be a force for failure. Love can bring you fame. Love fledged in the morning may be wild when it's morning, but then without any warning it's tame. Oh, love can be a joy forever, an empty name. Love almost never, ever the same.
Chris Connor and some arrangement for her. I tried to find out who did it, but of course they left that out. 1960, Chris Connor doing Love, a 1945 composition by the writing team of Ralph Blaine and Hugh Martin for the film Ziegfeld Follies. two trumpets, Danny Stiles and Bert Collins, the trombone work of Willie Dennis, Phil Woods alto, Ronnie Ball on piano, George Duvivier bass, and Eddie Shaughnessy on the drums. Now, a year before that, 1959, also for Atlantic, Chris is going to sing for you, Misty.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. I feel I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty holding your hand. Walk my way. The sound of your love, the music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on. It's just my right, my hat for my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. I'm too misty.
On the Job with Chris Connor in a club somewhere, 1959 for Atlantic Records. Bill Rubinstein playing the piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Eddie DeHaas on string bass, Lex Humphreys playing drums. Misty, written by pianist Errol Garner in 1954, and it wasn't until about 1959 that Garner asked Johnny Burke to put some words to it, and he did. Worked out fine. Chris Connor, here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the University of Washington, Tacoma, offering a UW degree in Tacoma for freshmen, transfers, and graduate students. Learn more about UW Tacoma's bachelor's and master's degree programs at an open house Thursday, March 18th from 3:30 to 6 p.m. Details at tacoma.washington.edu.
Now, a request came in from Kathy, who's been listening now for, what she said, I think if I remember correctly, she said she's been listening to the program for about 10, 12 years, something like that. And she lives in Montgomery, Alabama, and has all that time. And she wanted to hear the Dave Brubeck Quartet at Basin Street, some of that, from their Columbia record of 1955. For you, Kathy, and for the rest of you also. Dave Brubeck, piano. Paul Desmond, alto saxophone. Bob Bates, string bass. Joe Dodge on drums. It's from their Jazz Red Hot and Cool album. Thank you.
Thank you.
on the job with the De Brubeck Quartet in New York City, Basin Street, 1955, for Columbia Records. The name of the record is Jazz, Red Hot and Cool. You maybe saw the record with a photograph of the young woman lounging over the piano, Brubeck smiling at her. I think it's a lipstick ad. What'd they play? Well, who were they, first of all? Brubeck, piano, Paul Desmond, alto saxophone, Bob Bates, string bass, Joe Dodge on drums. I know you know, but there are some people out there that don't know. And I have to remember to say, in some cases, you know, somebody's 14 years old. They don't know Benny Goodman. I mean, that he played the clarinet, so I talk about it. Sometimes I'm Happy they played that. Vincent Humans wrote that in 1927. Brubeck wrote The Duke, a beautiful little piece he did for Ellington. And James F. Hanley's 1917 hit, Back Home Again in Indiana. I liked what Brubeck was doing with that. It was like a Bach partita, and then he came out of it and all those contrapuntal lines, played the melody just straight and went out. The Brubeck Quartet. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Biomedical Research Institute, announcing its 6th annual Passport to Global Health celebration, featuring Dr. Hans Rosling, unveiling a fact-based view of world health, Thursday, March 25th at the Westin Seattle. More information at seattlebiomed.org.
Jack D. Garden's going to come in, plays trombone, and sing a couple of compositions for you. Excuse me, both done by Victor Records, the first in 1947, the second in 1957.
Forget your dicty grammar, say it simple, just like a little child. Don't let those adjectives spoil your style. Tell me what you want, and tell me just how. And if they don't get it, well, forget it right now. Use all the easy words at your command. Don't start lying, I never cared for fiction. Talk real clear, don't want no friction with your diction. Say it simple. Sweet mama, treat me right. I don't want to hear a lot of talk tonight. Now don't forget about the bees and the birds. Then we'll soon have action speaking louder than words.
Jack Teagarden, trombone and singing for you. 1947, Say It Simple. And some work in there, nice work behind him on piano by Gene Schrader and Cliff Stickland on tenor saxophone, Peanuts, Halko, clarinet, and others. Then a jump to 1957, Bud Freeman's band, with Teagarden playing and singing I Cover the Waterfront by Johnny Green and Eddie Heyman. And Schrader again on piano, on Leonard Gaskin bass, George Wetling on the drums. both for RCA Victor Records. Say it simple. I cover the waterfront. I remember Tony Bennett, the great singer, was a few years back, was being interviewed. I can't remember where they were, who it was that was interviewing him, but anyway, the question was, you know, when your phrasing is so beautiful and all that, and where'd you get that? What were the influences back then, in the early days for you? And Tony Bennett said, well, Jack Teagarden and Louis Armstrong. So all this stuff gets passed along. Young people playing now, singing. And that's good. It isn't anything special about, you know, the name of it. I mean, we call it jazz. But it's you is what it is. And when you get that inside, you come out, you know, with the music, it's going to be there. Don't worry about it because it's you. The people that are successful in art, I think, are the people who concentrate on what they're doing and not worrying about the crowds outside. Jack Teagarden being one of those, of course. And Tony Bennett. And how about Louis Armstrong? All that. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Bill Russo, Chicagoan, composer, teacher for many years at a school going in Chicago to teach young people how to compose music in this art. Many of you out there listening today probably heard his compositions with Stan Kenton's band, some wonderful things that he did. This from 1960, Russo's orchestra. His composition, his arrangement is called Theme and Variations for Roulette Records. Don Sobeski plays the trombone here. Larry Wilcox, tenor. You'll hear some fine bass work by Irv Manning and the trumpet work of Lou Mucci. Bill Russo, 1960, Theme and Variation. Thank you. Bill Russo, composer and arranger, and his orchestra, 1960 for Roulette Records. Russo's composition, Theme and Variations, Don Sobieski's trombone work, Larry Wilcox's tenor, Irv Manning doing a fine bass solo there, and of course others in the band. Russo, if you don't know his work, as I mentioned at the outset of that, that you might look for early 50s, late 40s, early 50s Stan Kenton compositions done by Russo. Worth looking at and listening to. There's a birthday today. It's Quincy Jones. Certainly in Western Washington, important because of his time at Garfield High School and his work here. He was born this day, 1933, in Chicago, if I remember correctly. Moved to Seattle, grew up here in the area. And it's interesting what happened. I was, you're going to hear Dinah Washington now, and a couple of them, Dinah sing for you from Chicago, 1961, Mercury Records, and I noticed Quincy's the arranger. I knew that. And then something else hit me in the head, and I went, I better look at that. And I looked up in the book, and of course, birthday. So to begin with, in the birthday celebration for Quincy Jones, Dinah Washington, Tell Me Why and Trust in Me, arranged for her by Quincy Jones.
Tell me why. Why I think of you yet. I know I'll never be free. Say what has really happened to me. Tell me why. When we danced until three, tell me why. Why my heart couldn't see. Try. If you know, please. lost in me. Come to me when things go wrong. Cling to me and I'll be strong. We can get along as long as you trust in me.
Dinah Washington, and two of them for you, both from Chicago, 1961, and Quincy Jones' arrangements for her from Mercury Records. Tell Me Why, written in 1949 by Murray Hartman and Commodore Music Shop owner and Commodore record producer Milton Gabler. Trust in Me, written 1934 by Gene Swartz and Milt Ager, with lyric by Ned Weaver. Down in Washington. And Quincy, as I said, birthday today, born this day, 1933. And I'm going to get to some more stuff that he did as an arranger and composer. But first, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the University of Washington, Tacoma, offering a UW degree in Tacoma for freshmen, transfers, and graduate students. Learn more about UW Tacoma's bachelor's and master's degree programs at an open house Thursday, March 18th from 3:30 to 6 p.m. Details at tacoma.washington.edu.
Well, I brought Basie. Because Quincy did some wonderful things for Basie's band. And also because it includes my friend Buddy Catlett, who is playing bass on this record with Basie. And for a few years I played in a band with Buddy playing on bass, and we used to laugh about things and have a great time. And I could talk more about Buddy, but right now I want you to hear him. If you hear a string bass, it's Buddy Catlett, and all of this music is arranged and composed by Quincy Jones for Count Basie, who plays the piano. The drumming work is Sonny Payne. You'll hear alto saxophones and so on and so forth, and I will announce them. First of all, Little Old Groove Maker, and that means Basie. And so he's featured on this, as well as Buddy Catlett on a bass. Thank you. Count Basie and Quincy Jones' composition and arrangement for the band, Little Old Groovemaker, another name for Count Basie, and Buddy Kettler's beautiful bass and the drumming of Sonny Payne. Now, that happened in 1963, and if I remember correctly, when Basie was born, he was in his late 50s there. Somebody once asked him, why don't you play like you used to? He says, it's too much work. Oh... Next, Lullaby for Jolie, and that's Quincy's daughter at the time. We wrote that for her, and it's a feature for the lead alto, wonderful lead alto player in Basie's band, Marshall Royal. Count Basie's Orchestra, 1963 for Verve Records, and this is a celebration of Quincy Jones' birthday. His arrangements, his compositions for Basie's band on this record, and I brought some of them for you. Lullaby for Jolie, and that was Quincy's daughter, and he wrote that for her then. And as a feature for Marshall Royal and that wonderful alto sound that he got there. He was the lead alto player for many years and clarinetist, and we're going to hear him on clarinet in a couple of tunes. Now, Nasty Magnus. John Magnus, jazz jock down in L.A. and a friend of Quincy Jones, and so Quincy wrote this for him. It is a feature for tenor saxophonist Eric Dixon.
Thank you.
Count Basie Orchestra, Quincy Jones, composition and arrangement, Nasty Magnus. And fine work at the beginning of that. You could hear Buddy Catlett and that beautiful bass sound of his. Tenor saxophonist Eric Dixon, and of course Basie's piano. Lester Young was once asked about Count Basie, and Lester says he don't play much, but he sure swings. The last one now in the celebration of Quincy's birthday. If you just tuned in, Quincy Jones born this day, 1933. He and Buddy Catlett go back to the Garfield days, high school days in Seattle. I try to remember. I think they both graduated about the same time, 51, something like that. But have known each other, you know, and played in bands together in Seattle. Buddy started out on alto and clarinet, then went to bass. Last one is called Kansas City Wrinkles. Now, in Kansas City, that's Chitlins. Jones put this together for the band, and you'll hear Basie's piano, and Buddy Catlett gets a beautiful solo here. Marshall Royal, who played alto saxophone a few minutes ago, plays his clarinet in a solo. Snooky Young's beautiful trumpet work, and Henry Coker on trombone. Count Basie, 1963, for Verve Records. Kansas City Wrinkles, written by Quincy Jones, arranged for the band by him. Solos by Count Basie, piano, Buddy Catlett, bass, Marshall Royal, clarinet, Snooky Young, trumpet, and Henry Coker on trombone. Happy birthday to Quincy Jones, and if you're listening, buddy, thanks for all those fine sounds. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Miner and James Medical, a Swedish health partner. March is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. for men and women. Info on scheduling a screening colonoscopy at minerandjames.com.
I'd like to bring in now, for your enjoyment, Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
This train takes on every nation, because this train is a clean train. You know this train. It's the prettiest train I ever have seen on this train. It's the prettiest train I ever have seen on this train. It's the prettiest train I ever have seen. Now if you want to ride it, you must get redeemed, because this train is a clean train, Lord. This train is bound for glory, I said this train. This train is bound for glory. Everybody ride the must be holy, because this train is a clean train. You know this train. No cigar smoker, because this train is a clean train. You know this train. This train don't pull no wankers, I on this train. This train don't pull no wankers, oh, this train. This train don't pull no wankers, no crowd shooter, no whiskey drinker, because this train is a clean train. This train.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe, her guitar, her voice. Marie Knight also singing in the first one. Sam Price, piano. Pops Foster, bass. And Kenny Clark on the drums for Decca Records. A couple of traditional pieces. Oh, When I Come to the End of My Journey. And This Train. 1947, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Charles Schwab, offering financial checkups at any of their five local branches in Seattle, Bellevue, Redmond, Linwood, and Tacoma. Charles Schwab information and directions are available online at www.schwab.com/Seattle.
Hey, 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 hey Like, but every time I leave home, you fight me in the back. That's why I don't want you hanging around my home no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure has got to go. I come home in the evening, my day's work is done, my bed's all torn up, and my supper's never done. That's why I don't want you hanging round my home no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure has got to go. Everybody.